K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Oh, this is Jill.
Hi, it's Jill.
Well, hi, Jill.
What's wrong?
What's the matter?
I mean, I just...
What's wrong?
You sound so sad.
I know.
Well, I went on a date with this guy, and he's not calling me back, and I thought we had a good time, so I'm just a little confused.
Well, tell us about it. What happened?
Well, we met at a bar. We just had a great time. He is 10 years younger than me.
Go, girl.
Look at you.
Yeah. But we just sort of hit it off. We had a great time. You know, I asked him out to dinner.
Okay.
You know, a couple of days after we met. And we went back to the bar and played some music, had some drinks. We drank a lot, had a great time, and drank so much that we had an Uber back to his place.
That's smart, though,
yeah,
don't you?
No,
that was smart of you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, you know, I ended up going home after that, but I think, I mean, not, it's a little unclear.
Been there, done that, Jill.
No,
but,
you know, never done that.
Really, but it was just so fun, and he's just not getting back to me, so.
Huh.
Well, that's no good. Well, we can call him for you if you want, see if we can probe around a little bit.
I would love, we just had so much in common, you know, and
Well, let's see if we can help.
Yeah, hold tight for a second. We're going to stick you on hold. We'll grab his phone number off the air here. We'll call him, see what's up, okay?
Well, what was his name?
Okay. His name's Brandon.
Okay, hold on.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
You guys had a lot in common then?
Yeah.
Jill, yeah. Aw, you know what? I just admire any woman that's like, oh, who cares what the age difference is? If you got stuff in common, that's what matters, right?
I agree with that 100%.
Well, you go the other way. Don't listen to him, Jill. Yeah. He's not a good role model.
Hold on a second, Jill. We got the last couple digits of Brandon's number here. We'll see if we can get him on the phone. So be real quiet, okay?
Okay. Hello.
Hi, is Brandon there?
This is him.
Hey, Brandon, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
We're on a mission here.
We are.
Calling for somebody.
Okay, who's that?
Well, we got a call from Jill. She was asking for our help a little bit. Yeah, she's kind of jumping in.
Yeah.
Because you guys met at a bar? It sounds like you had a good time. She says, you know, she asked you out to dinner.
Yeah, you mean old crazy Jill?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know. Why do you say crazy Jill?
Because she drinks like a dude.
Well,
like we were playing quarters.
Oh, awesome!
Like we were in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then what happened?
She got super super drunk. So just to be safe, we Ubered back to my place.
Okay.
Good call.
Yeah, and we were kind of chilling out. She kind of kept going to the bathroom, which made sense because we were kind of drinking a lot. But then I got ready for bed, and she was gone. She like cut out, didn't say goodbye or anything.
While you were in the bathroom?
Yeah, I went into the bathroom, and she. But the reason I found out is because when I went into the bathroom, she had gotten sick all over the bathroom.
How bad? How bad, Brandon?
Like she missed the toilet. She got it in the sink, but it was on the ceiling. There's something on the ceiling.
It's a projectile.
And yeah, I think she. It looked like she had tried to like wash it off or something.
Okay.
But it ended up clogging the drain.
Oh god.
Yeah, it was just this like vile, horrifying, evil, pukey mess.
Well, didn't you hear
disgusting.
Her?
No, I don't. She's that must be the world's quietest barfer because I didn't hear anything. But the smell was just terrible. Yeah.
It was everywhere?
Yeah, it was everywhere. I had to call a plumber.
No!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God,
bad.
Man.
And the plumber kept retching because of the smell. And it was like, this is what this guy does for a living. And he was disgusted by it.
Yep.
There's dried barf all over the, like, floor. And yeah.
I hope it's not your only bathroom in the house.
Yeah. And she just left?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she knew. I mean, because she was wasted. I don't know if she knew she had clogged the sink and that's why she left but I mean I figured at her age she would have been a little bit more mature than that, you know.
Well, she said she's a little older than you, but
yeah, I mean not
I'm,
you know
I'm
not,
sorry
not,
Susan,
not
I can't really listen to this anymore. I'm so sorry.
There you go.
I'm
guess who, Brandon?
Is this Jill?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm I'm so sorry that that happened. I guess I didn't realize what was happening. I don't remember any of that.
Aww.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I I'll pay for a plumber and like any other repairs that you need that I did in the bathroom. I'm so sorry. And I should have known. I was just having such a good time, and you know, I wanted to keep up with you drinking, and
aww,
you know, I can afford to fix whatever you need fixed, but you know, I really think we had a good time. You know,
I did too.
I would love to go out again.
I guess we had fun, yeah. I appreciate that because it was a little bit of a pricey surprise.
Well, she's offered to pay.
So yeah. I'm mortified. That's
nice
mortified.
Of her.
Yeah, she's offered to pay, and you know, maybe we can help Fry smooth things over.
Sure, yeah. We got a good solution here for you. We'll send you guys out. How about for like just dinner and just a few drinks?
A few drinks,
couple
yeah.
drinks,
and
maybe.
We'll pay.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Hell, why not?
What do you think, Jill?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Aww.
I just, you know, I'll check in with myself a little bit more.
Good.
Nice, easy pace for the night.
Don't play quarters.
Well, we'll take a little slower.
Yeah, no quarters.
No quarters, okay?
Or beer pong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or Red Solo Cup game
right,
or anything,
no
okay?
Flip cup.
Sounds good, guys.
Let's have a grown-up date. Okay, so we both good here?
Yes.
Awesome.
Ah.
Okay, let us know what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you. And I'm so embarrassed that I even
now
everyone knows.
It happens.
Knows.
It happens. It happens to everybody.
It was chunky.
Stop it. Does your bathroom still smell, Brandon? I got
to
ask.
It's just started to fade away enough where I don't notice it.
Sorry, Jill. I had to know.
It won't happen again.